I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Houthi rebels in Yemen have declared war and claimed missile strikes on Israel. Israel's south sees daily rocket attacks, and in the southern city of Ashkelon, people have started living in bomb shelters. Pastor Israel Pakhtar with Beit Hillel Congregation in Ashdod says,
people actually run into bomb shelter, but eventually they stop running because it's too much. Now they're living in bomb shelters. Here and there, they're kind of going out to take a shower or grab some food from the house, also risking their lives because there are lots of rockets falling in Ashkelon. And they just literally live in bomb shelters. So today I'm going to visit another one at nighttime, bring them some more pillows, water, because they don't go to groceries as well. Bring them food.
Pray open doors for Israeli Christians to provide Christ's hope. And according to one report, an average of 13 Christians are killed every day for their faith. November 5th is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, or IDOP Sunday. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
one of the things that I find most important about this day is that it wasn't the idea of the Voice of the Martyrs. It wasn't the idea of American Christians. This is what persecuted Christians ask us to do.
There's still time to get your church or small group involved in prayer for persecuted Christians. In the full story at our website, find a link to download free resources. You can get sermon notes, study guides, bulletin inserts, and more. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East, North Africa, offers a free sample of Dare to Believe, Stories of Faith from the Middle East, from Dr. Terry Ascott, founder of the ministry. He combines his exciting personal story with the birth and growth of a media network, which now broadcasts the hope of Christ to millions. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer